You're listening to the Professional Brotherhood Podcast, because when the alarm sounds, nobody cares if you're career or volunteer.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome back to another Mutual Aid episode of the Professional Brotherhood, and today's episode is entitled "It Can." Yep, very simply, it can. And this, you know, this one's not going to be very long. For those of you that pay attention to our social media, whether it's here on professional.brotherhood or my personal social media at Chief Soller, you know that we've had a rough time here over the last couple of weeks, and you know that on Saturday, January 15th, I responded to a structure fire where a brother firefighter went down at the scene, and we had a line of duty death. And I am not going to get into the particulars and details of the incident because I don't think it's quite the time yet. I just don't feel right talking about it in depth. I will just say that it was at a structure fire. I was there on mutual aid. The firefighter that lost his life was there on mutual aid. We were both working in the same area, and he suffered from a medical event, heart attack, which, you know, I'm sure we all know is, you know, due to stress and overexertion. So it can happen to you, my friends. It can happen in your agency. It can happen. When I responded to the fire at approximately 11 o'clock that Saturday morning, in no way, shape, or form did I think that on that day at 11:25, I was going to be calling an urgent message for a downed brother. Never in a million years did I think that that's what was going to happen on that day. And, you know, I'll be very honest with you. I think that I am much more realistic about the volunteer fire service than a lot of people. I know that our ranks here in my county and probably across the country are filled with firefighters that are more than likely not fit for the job. Now, interestingly enough, today, Monday the 24th, when I'm recording this, I just went and got my mandatory annual OSHA physical for my firehouse. Those of you that know me have followed my story. You know that in 2019, I had open heart surgery to repair a mitral valve. Those of you that know me well know that I have been monitoring that valve for many, many years, that I've been seeing a personal doctor, a cardiologist, that I had some issues with that valve, which almost at one point I thought it was going to have to be repaired in an emergent fashion. Thankfully, it wasn't. I was able to have it done on my time, but because I'm in tune with my health, because I'm in tune with what's going on with my body, because I've been monitoring this for years and years and years, I was able to go get the surgery that I needed to get done. Within 2 weeks of having that surgery, I was sitting back at my desk at work. Within 2 months of having that surgery, I was back to normal and running a Spartan race. And I don't tell you that to blow smoke up my own ass or to beat on my own chest. I tell you that because I take my health very seriously. Right? I try extremely hard to work out a minimum of 3 times a week, usually 5 times a week, sometimes 6. I always fit in a rest day. Right? This job that we do as volunteers, yes, it is a job. You know, the premise of this entire podcast, this entire platform is professionalism. This job that we do is dangerous, right? This job that we do can get us killed. Most of us do not die in the line of duty in a heroic fashion. Most of us don't die in a heroic fashion. Most of us don't die saving a family member or a child or even interior in a structure fire, right? Year after year after year, we die due to heart attacks caused by stress and overexertion. You all know this. You don't need me to tell you this. You don't need folks like Billy Goldfeder to tell you this. You don't need to read this on The Secret List. You don't need to read this on Firefighter Close Calls, all right? You don't need to read this from the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. You know it. You all know it. But yet, how many of you, when you look in the mirror, know that you are not in the physical shape to do this job? You know it. You know that if you were put to the test, that if you were put in an extremely stressful situation, extremely stressful, strenuous situation, that you may not be able to get the task done. Who are you letting down? You're letting down yourself. You're letting down your brother and sister firefighters. You're letting down the people that you swore to protect. You're letting down all kinds of people. Okay? And my friends, you all think, many of you think, unless you've experienced something firsthand, and I know many of you have experienced something firsthand, but many of you are not. You all think that it's not going to happen. Won't happen on my watch. Won't happen to me. Won't happen in my firehouse. Won't happen while I'm chief. Won't happen at my mutual aid call. Won't happen in my county. Won't happen in my neighboring department. You get the drift. It can. It can. It can absolutely happen. It can happen today. It can happen tomorrow. It can happen next week. So, you know, I ask that you think of those that went before you. Right? I ask that you think of those that went before you. I ask that you think of your brothers and sisters that went before you in the line of duty. And anybody that has ever known somebody that has gone in the line of duty, it's not easy. It's hard. It's very difficult. It'll never get easier. The situation that we had, I will say this. This brother went down and he was surrounded by people that sprung into action. And even though we all kind of beat ourselves up and have beat ourselves up and probably will continue to beat ourselves up, thinking about, you know, what could we have done differently? What could we have done better? There's really nothing we could have done better. And we couldn't make a difference. And we lost somebody. And that's going to stick with a lot of people for a very, very, very long time. And, you know, if you go to your OSHA physical, your annual physical, and your doctor says, hey, your department doctor says, hey, I don't like something on that EKG, or your blood pressure was high, or maybe they draw bloods and your cholesterol was elevated, and your attitude is, fuck that doctor. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. Screw that guy. And I know the company that we use, if that doctor sees something that they don't like, they send you to your personal doctor. They send you to a specialist. They send you to somebody that needs to sign off on you, and then you bring that letter back, and then they will sign off on you for whatever it is, interior firefighter, exterior firefighter, administrative, whatever kind of physical you're getting. And I've had the conversation with guys over the years. Fuck that company. That doctor doesn't know what he's talking about. This is bullshit. Why do I got to go get that letter? Guys, ladies, we're not fucking invincible. We're not Superman, right? Our turnout gear does not make us Superman. We're not indestructible. We are indestructible. And it can happen to you. And if your attitude is that it never will happen to you, that attitude's going to catch up to you someday. I'm sorry to tell you that. It really is. I do my best to take care of myself. I try to live a life of inspiring others to do better, to take care of themselves, to make healthy choices, to exercise, to pay attention to what their doctor says, to get an annual physical. I try very hard to live that life. And to motivate others to do the same. But there's so many of you listening to this right now that don't. That don't do that. And you need to be. And if there's one thing I can tell you, just when I woke up that morning and I responded to that fire like I've responded to so many fires over the years, and I was doing my job, and a brother went down in front of me, never in a million years did I think that day would turn out that way. And even though I've always said in my classes and seminars and discussions with others that one day it's going to happen to us, one day it will. One day it'll happen to us. I never thought that it would happen. And it does. It does. I'm going to leave you with something that my buddy Tommy sent me, that he found another chief shared this. And it was an Instagram post from Kyle Sampson. Kyle, if I'm butchering your name, I apologize, brother. This really kind of hit home for me today. I'm glad he shared it with me. And for those of you who don't know, Tommy is my co-creator, co-instructor on the Setting Our Volunteers Up for Success class that we teach. And I got to tell you, that class has taken on a new meaning for me and him. Excuse me. There's going to be even more passion in our words when we present that from now on. But this post says this, and again, this is from Kyle Sampson. Firefighting gets very real, very fast. And a lot of you are still looking at it like a joke or a hobby or a day off from your other jobs. Get your shit right. You're one bad day away from wishing you took it more serious. My friends, it can. It can. And I'm going to leave you with that. As always, please stay safe, protect one another, take care of yourself, and until next time.